everybody, and welcome back to the Supernatural Recap Show here on Variety Radio Online. As always, my name is Brancy, and I am joined yet again with my co-host, Christina. Christina, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you doing, Brancy?
Wonderful. It is a lovely Saturday afternoon, and I'm ready to talk about Supernatural, because this is actually kind of a filler episode. It was a Monster of the Week. We had a little bit of plot line, not too much. So I think this will be a little short and simple this week, but some noteworthy things we should address. After this episode, we are on a four-week break until March something. I don't remember.
23rd?
I told you, but I don't even remember.
Yeah, so, I think it's the 23rd.
Something like that, but it's definitely about 4 weeks away, so we've got a little moment to brace ourselves for the rest of the season. I'm a little surprised that they didn't put more plot in the episode since we're having a break, because usually they try and put something in there during the break for us to think about.
Honestly.
But whatever, we had a couple of little things. So first of all, let's talk about the Monster of the Week, I guess. Let's do that first, because that's not really plot heavy. So Dean and Sam go to a wrestling match this week. How'd you feel about that?
I don't like wrestling, so I felt a little, I don't know about it. But it was interesting to see. I thought it was cute because, you know, it was something they did in their childhood, and it was bonding in a way, even though it was work, but it was still bonding.
Right. Well, they are definitely total fanboys. I mean, come on. They are just the most awkward people ever around celebrities. And, I mean, it's not
they
like
are.
It was like, it wasn't like WWE or anything. It was just like a small kind of wrestling ring. So I thought it was funny when Dean was all excited when the guy's like going to the ring, and then he's like got his hands out for like his gloves or whatever, and then he gives it to the kid, and he's like, "I'm fine." I was like, "Boy, stop!"
You know, he had his world ripped upside down for that.
It pretty much, he was just destroyed in that moment. He had to keep it covered. But Dean is a total fanboy, man. I mean, and this is one of the examples of it. So it's funny to see them all childlike again. And even Sam loosened up a little bit, thank the Lord.
He did.
That man
is cheering.
So uptight. He is just so uptight lately. And he met his little childhood crush, but he did the thing you're not supposed to do, and it's admit that you had posters of him. You don't do that.
No, you definitely don't do that.
Nope. Nobody will ever know the posters that I had, except for my friends, because they will be locked in secrecy, or I will leak everything that they have told me, because nobody needs to know. Nobody needs to know about the posters as a child, okay?
Uh-uh.
I think we can all agree.
They've all been torn down.
That's right. Some of mine, I found some, like, a while back in, like, a box of old stuff, and I was like, good God. I was like, where did all these things come from? I had, like, a problem, clearly. But
mine were destroyed.
Some of mine were, but I found a collection of certain ones that were, like, pristine condition, and I'm not going to say what they were.
You should have sold them. They probably sold.
I still have them. I suppose I could look and be like, look, vintage blah, blah, blah poster.
You could.
they'd believe it. Yeah. I mean, hey. Times is hard, y'all. I need some money. If I can do it, I would do it. So, just saying. Keep on that childhood, y'all. But the boys definitely had a good time, despite it being a case. I appreciated the holy water in the shots. I thought that was a nice little sneaky Winchester move, because, let's face it, the Winchesters have lost their touch a little bit lately. They need their tricks to resurface
they
on the show.
They certainly do.
They really do. I thought that was nice. Doesn't really work because nobody reacts to it, but at least they tried.
And
at least they tried.
A hangover.
That's true. He did have a really bad hangover, and Sam had to haul him out of there because he was not having it.
I felt bad for him.
He was not even close to having it, but
he was going through it.
He was going through it. I use that expression so much now.
I do too, and I blame you because you're the one who showed me that video.
Oh, goodness. That video is classic. Okay? So, if you're listening to this, go watch Tyler Oakley's Sickness Hall video. It's hilarious. You will laugh for days because it's just so great. But definitely check that out. Just saying, it's hilarious. But for the episode, it actually turns out to be a demon. So this wrestler that the boys have idolized their whole lives actually turns out made a deal with one of the demons 10 years ago to get another shot at the championship belt, which he held for 1 week.
Speaking of this demon, can we talk about how he looked just like Nicolas Cage mixed with Haley Joel Osment? I was so mad.
Oh, my God. When you said that, I was like, stop. Can you not? She always messages me and tells me what people look like. And I'm like, can you stop? It's just what we do. It's just what we do. Like, just the other night, she sends me this about Nick Cage being on Supernatural. And then, like, I told her, I was like, this person on Facebook, I swear, he looks like the punk kid from Shameless. He looks just like him. Exactly like him. So it's uncanny. I mean, they do say that there are...
Nick Cage there.
Well, of course.
Very happy to see him on Supernatural.
I mean, and he died, though, so...
He did.
He got stabbed. Oh, Nick Cage. Oh. Have you seen that prank online about, like, the person that told their friend that they put 25 images of Nick Cage all over her room, but she only put, like, 23 or something?
Just to see
her panic. Oh, my God. I'm going to do that to you someday.
Oh, God.
Just prepare. I mean, it may not be Nick Cage. It may be somebody else. Just prepare. Maybe a mixture.
I'll prepare
yourself. And then, like, three years later, you're going to find one somewhere and be like, damn it, Princey! I mean, it's going to happen, but... So, this episode was definitely a wild ride. He actually does end up doing the good thing, though, and he betrays the demon, and he welcomes the Hellhounds, which was very throwback to season 3... The finale
that
in which he dies. Crazy.
I
liked
upset.
It, though.
This has been a long time.
It has been a long time. And it was very eerie. I liked it. It's a nice throwback. But I was definitely thinking about Dean's incident, so that was a little sad.
That was sad. And it reminded me of some other people that I won't mention.
No, we're not going to talk about that. I'm still not over it. Never gonna be over it. Oh, goodness. I will never be over those deaths, but regardless, the boys say goodbye, and it was kind of just a random case of the week type of episode for the boys, but we get a little bit more plot in Castiel / Lucifer's story going on with Crowley. Some
and
stuff
they make
happened.
Crowley lick the floor.
That was disgusting. I was honestly grossed out. That was gross. For real. But that was just...
Yeah, that was fucking nasty.
Yeah. Pretty much. It was awful. I was like, honestly, though, do we need to do this? It's so gross. But it happened. And, okay, question time. Did you know that it was going to be a trap when Simmons lets Crowley out?
You know, I figured that it was going to be something just because she seemed shady. And she's, you know, she's a demon. She's in hell. Does she really have remorse for Crowley?
For real, though, honestly. I knew that was going nowhere.
I was hopeful.
But yeah. Well, of course. We always want to think the good in people, but she did not deserve those
so
thoughts.
I was so mad.
Mm-hmm. I feel you.
When this bitch betrayed my Crowley.
And that she did, because Lucy shows up. And this just had me in a mess, because Crowley whips out the hand of God, and it gets wasted on this chick, Simmons, because she jumps in front of Lucifer. And then, of course, we know that the hand of God is, like, a one-time-only deal. So, basically, they just wasted yet another hand of God. Like, y'all, you can't buy them at the nearest convenience store, okay? There's only so many.
Exactly.
Y'all quit wasting.
And who knows where the next one's at?
Really, y'all have got to stop wasting things, honestly. Because now you're back at square one. Good job.
This is going to get worse.
Oh, I'm sure. It's going to get way worse. What I find interesting, though, is if it could kill Lucifer, like, why did this not come up in, like, season 5?
Right.
I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, if it can kill the darkness, I'm pretty sure it could kill Lucifer. But that's none of my
watch
business.
Dean be like a, or one of the boys, watch them be like one of the hands of God. Watch them be one.
Like a Harry Potter Horcrux situation?
Yeah, yeah.
That would be straight up genius and mess at the same time. Just
a
mess.
That'd be cool.
Well, let's hope they don't die in the process.
Well, not that they die, but, you know.
Let's hope that they are not injured, because when you did, you did.
Dead.
Supposedly. I still think that's crap. I mean, supernatural, guys. Dean's died, like, at least 1,000 times.
Honestly, I don't think they'd kill him off like that. Oh, at
all. They could think of something, I'm sure. But, I mean, overall, this episode was definitely a filler. I'm a little surprised they didn't leave us with more to think about over the hiatus. But, I mean, the hand of God, they just gotta quit wasting them, dude. They just got to.
Wait. At the end of the episode, did Crowley disappear?
Did he?
Or did he just go invisible? I don't know if he disappeared and made himself invisible, but he... I don't know.
I'm looking at the review. It says, thankfully, Crowley disappears before Lucifer can kill him.
Yeah.
He must have poofed out of there. I mean, honestly, that's all I think of.
Yeah.
Oh, God, stop. I mean, that's all I can think of that happened, honestly. So.
Yeah.
But thankfully, he's alive and he's free, so at least we didn't have to watch him suffer for too long.
Let's hope he stays free.
Let's hope, but supernatural, you never know. So,
but
we do have about 4 weeks to wait until the next episode of Supernatural. So take this hiatus to think about your life, to get back on track with your schoolwork that I know you've been neglecting, because I know I have. go out and enjoy life, and don't at all worry about Supernatural, because that's just going to consume your life if you do that. So at least they didn't give you, like, an oh my god cliffhanger to wait for the next month.
Thank god they didn't. I would have been pissed.
I really would have. I'd be like, honestly, that's rude.
Unacceptable.
Rude of you guys, honestly, but thankfully they did not. I'm a little surprised they didn't leave us with more, but whatever. It'll all come out within a few episodes. So thank you all for listening. And if you would like to catch more of our Supernatural recaps, you can go to thevro.com, or you can visit us on social media. We are at thevro on Twitter. And you can go to Variety Radio Online on Facebook, Instagram, and Tumblr. So thank you all for listening. And we hope you have a great week. Enjoy your break from the stress of Supernatural. Hope you get through the hiatus all right. And we hope to see you back when we are back in the end of March. I'm not sure the date, but we'll see you then.
I think the 23rd.
We think the 23rd, so we'll see you maybe the 23rd. So enjoy the episode when it airs. I know it's a little ways away, but hold the face. And we will see you guys soon. Well, not soon, but we will see you.
In a month.
In a month. To be continued. Goodbye, guys.
Bye.